Rodeos podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Well, as Donald Trump faces mounting allegations of impropriety and even possible jail time, experts have come out today and said that even a prison sentence wouldn't necessarily stop him becoming president of the US for a second time. Apparently, there's no prohibition in the Constitution for a convicted felon, even one potentially sitting in jail, from being president, said a former FBI counterintelligence agency, or an agent. He said the requirements for becoming US president are minimal. All you have to be is 35 years old. You had to have been...
You have to be over 35.
You have to be over... I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
You had to...
I think that's stupider than the jail thing.
Yeah, silly. You have to have been a natural-born citizen and have lived in the United States for 14 years. They're the only requirements. So, theoretically, Trump can be president from jail.
Hey, Warden, can you call Congress and tell them to declare war on Russia? Oh, and if they want the nuclear codes, can they give me a half hour's notice? I have to go to the shower block to get them out.
I was thinking, could it be like Shawshank Redemption, you know, where Morgan Freeman is his cellmate?
Yeah.
Donald first came to Shawshank at early 22, a murder in the country. That first night was the toughest, no doubt about it.
Hey, Red, I just met some really great guys called the Sisters. They've invited me to a party in the laundry.
Well, Donald, I guess it's time to learn what lights out really means. And take my advice. Don't offer to bend down and check the front-load washing machine.